Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Get ready. Black China's hitting the studio. This according to reports. She has plans to officially launch her music career because I guess everything else isn't working out for her. So the 30-year-old is allegedly releasing new music by the end of the year. Sources say she has a studio in her home and she's been working on some music. She also has some artist collaborations. It's reported that she was working with music producer Young Berg. Also rumored that she was working with Love & Hip Hop Hollywood's Lyrica Anderson and her husband producer Floyd A1 Bentley. No additional details about her music plans have been released. Just this past Sunday, things got a little heated during the Drew League game between Birdie's Revenge and Redemption. A member of Redemption's team at free throw line, the game, who plays on Birdie's or for Birdie's Revenge, got into a scuffle with his teammate, Jerry and Henry. It's unclear what caused the fight, but likely due to high tensions from being a close game in the second round of the playoffs. It is a video that is now trending online where the game, or where you'll see the game, punching Henry before the two squared up for a one-on-one. It seems the game lands a second punch before the fight is even broken up. He does make an apology. He takes the blame and responsibility that led up to the situation. He's writing this sincere apology first and foremost to his teammate, little brother Jerry and Henry, for his role in the disagreement. He acted out of character, and although as brothers for the last 7 years, one of my teammates I definitely consider family, there's always heated moments on the court and in our locker room, but it should never get to where it got today. So again, this is my apology, fam. I love you like my little brother, and I keep replaying the moment in my head wishing we both let our tempers pass as we usually do, but today it got out of hand. I don't know if an apology on social media is enough, but he made one, so. The Jasmine Brand is reporting that famous producer Dallas Austin, who produced hits like, I don't know, the only thing I can remember is TLC, Rihanna, Kanye West, Madonna, Ciara, Michael Jackson, and Pink. You know, those guys. But anyway, he's being accused of owing over $100,000 in back taxes to the state of Georgia. June 26th is the day that the state of Georgia Department of Revenue filed a lien against the producer for unpaid taxes for 2015 and 2016. The department says that he owes $45,798.33 for 2015, $56,491.68 for 2016, for a total of, do the math, $102,209, yeah, and a penny. Now, the original amount owed was only $69,000 for 2 years, but he has penalties and interests. The lien states if the producer doesn't pay up as soon as possible, they're going to come after his property and assets to collect the debt. Where's his people at? I mean, what's that about? Derrick Rose may want to give him some of that money. Maybe not. He's launching a college scholarship program, according to The Shade Room. He is the latest NBA player to make a contribution to education. He announced this past Wednesday that he's going to award thousands in scholarship money through his program, the Rose Scholars. And according to Sports Illustrated, Rose says there's going to be one grand prize winner that could win up to $200,000. Two other winners will be able to win $20,000 each. You know, I've been thinking about going back to school. You know, they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Beyonce is embracing her fupa. I don't know what that means, but she's opening up to Vogue magazine, according to TMZ. The singer gets refreshingly honest about her body and her babies for her fourth time covering the magazine. The accompanying article for the issue is all told from Knowles' perspective. It's told to Clover Hope, where she spoke about the pressures to snap back her pre-pregnancy body after giving birth to Blue Ivy. She says, I believed in the things society said about how my body should look. I would pressure myself to lose all the baby weight in 3 months and scheduled a small tour to assure I would do it. Looking back, that was crazy. Explaining that she was 218 pounds right before she gave birth. She also says that she was battling toxemia, so she had a C-section. She says her husband was a soldier and such a strong support system for her. She says she's proud to have witnessed his strength and evolution as a man, a best friend, and a father. Please don't send the bees out, but it seems like Beyonce is a lot of work. You get that too? Oh, it's just me? Oh.